Houston. We're going into our rest battery line now.
This is Houston. Roger out. Apollo 10, this is Houston, over.
Houston, go ahead.
Roger 10, we'd like to make a correction to our scheduled mid-course correction plan of operations here by canceling mid-course correction number 6 and definitely having mid-course correction 7. A little background on this is that with the long fuel cell purge and the secondary evaporator checkout, the tracking still hasn't stabilized to the point where we can give you a mid-course correction number 6 and be confident 100% that mid-course 7 will not be required. And if there is a possibility of having to burn 7, the tracking people would like to consider, or would like to continue their tracking without the perturbation caused by mid-course correction 6. For your information, you're still well within the corridor. These burns were in the form of tweaking to get you in the center of the corridor. We anticipate a delta V for mid-course correction 7 on the order of 3 to 4 feet per second at the nominal time in the flight plan. Over.
Okay, Roger, stand by.
Roger.
Houston, Apollo 10, that's what we practice all along in the simulator, so it really doesn't matter to us one way or the other. We can sure do it. Over.
Roger 10, and we'll go with not burning 6 and definitely planning on having a mid-course correction 7 at 188.50 GET.
At 188.50, okay.
Roger, as nominal.
Roger.
Apollo
10's going back to the
PTC
mode, over.
10, this is Houston, Roger out.
You're definitely getting in larger in diameter there, Earth.
Roger, we understand you see us growing larger. We can't see you yet with the naked eye, but hope to tomorrow. We're showing you about 90,000 miles out at the present time.
Roger, you got a beautiful view here of the Earth, and it seems like there's a little, you're like a cumulus thunderstorm up on the cloud cover that covers up near the polar ice cap. It's really beautiful the way it stands out. We got a couple of pictures of it, over.
Roger that.
Houston Apollo 10, can you check and see at what GET should we hit nighttime just before we approach the entry interface, over?
Roger, stand by a second. Apollo 10, this is Houston, time of local sunset, will be 1901-1955-51 GET, over.
Roger, could you say again, Bruce, please?
Roger, 1901 hours, 19 minutes, 51 seconds, GET, over.
Roger, copy. Sunset at 19119 and 51.
Houston, this is Paul 10, over.
Go ahead, 10. We can hear you over the jukebox.
Okay, would it be okay to run P-37 through, taking your mid-course 7th time and see what we come up with? With this state vector we got now?
Apollo 10, this is Houston, affirmative, and we'll run it down here too. We can compare results if you like, over.
Roger.